Hashtag Why We March, Thousands Gathering in D.C. to Join March for Life. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 23, 2020. Thousands of Americans are traveling from their homes to Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life celebration on Friday. The theme of the 2020 March for Life is Life Empowers, Pro-Life is Pro-Woman. This 47th March for Life will be exceptional, as Donald Trump will become the first U.S. president in history to speak, in person, at the rally. Many of those attending from around the country will be celebrating their own special reasons for marching, such as gratitude for the lives of their unplanned pregnancies, their children who were born prematurely or with disabilities, or those who were conceived in rape. And some will be celebrating their own lives, that they, themselves, survived abortion. In addition to Trump, speakers at the March for Life rally will include Jim Daly, President, Focus on the Family; Marjorie Dannenfelser, President, Susan B. Anthony List; Alisa Martinez, Founder, New Mexico Alliance for Life; David Platt, Pastor, McLean Bible Church; Representative Ann Wagner, ARMO; State Representative Katrina Jackson, DLA; Representative Chris Smith, RNJ; Melissa Odin, survivor of a failed saline infusion abortion; Claire Caldwell, survivor of a failed surgical abortion; First Lady of Louisiana Donna Hutto Edwards, wife of Governor John Bel Edwards; Representative Steve Scalise, RLA. Representatives from various faith groups are traveling to the nation's capital to March for Life. The March for Life organization invites all who cannot attend the event in person to participate online. In his proclamation declaring January 22 National Sanctity of Human Life Day, Trump said that, as a nation, we must remain steadfastly dedicated to the profound truth that all life is a gift from God, who endows every person with immeasurable worth and potential. We are grateful for those who support women experiencing unexpected pregnancies, those who provide healing to women who have had abortions, and those who welcome children into their homes through foster care and adoption, the president added. On National Sanctity of Human Life Day, we celebrate the wonderful gift of life and renew our resolve to build a culture where life is always revered.